Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax as we hear the divine messages which are coming to us today. And here is DC Love to tell you all about her magical self.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm also known as the real DC Love or just DC Love. I've seen spirit from a very young age, and I just thought everyone did. Can you imagine? People don't see spirit? My goodness. Well, my present journey started with cookies flying off of countertops, my cell phone texting me, and spirit sitting on me to get my attention. So, of course, at this point, I had no other choice but to listen. And I am glad I listened because it propelled me onto the path that I'm on presently. I did have a background in law enforcement. And I'm so happy to be doing what I'm doing now. But everything for me happened so suddenly. It was unexpected. And, of course, it changed, you know, my life forever in the very best of ways. And I discovered that I have a really strong connection with spirit. I've never looked back. I do continue to serve and protect, but now I've traded in my 357 and offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and we cannot forget my not-so-divine guide, the one, the only, Joan Rivers. She first connected with me while she was in a coma, and can you believe that she actually threatened me at that time? Well, I don't want to go into the whole story because I really can't talk about it on Morning with Jesus. I don't feel it's appropriate. But we have been together ever since, and it took me a while to realize that the connection that I have with her is truly divine. Joan has left this amazing door open, and those on the other side, they walk through it continually. My chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source and the ability to relate and work with people worldwide and from all walks of life. Once more, you know, I've had a crazy journey. It's not been normal, but I wouldn't have it any other way, and I'm so blessed that I actually get to connect with more people now on radio, and I can connect with people worldwide as well. And bring my unique brand of divine messages and healings to them at regular intervals. But the short story is, my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. Thank goodness they didn't actually name me that at birth. Can you imagine putting that on every form you've ever filled out in your life? Okay. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. And what's important to me is, well, it must be freedom and empowerment. That's what I do. And it is. I've been looking for answers all of my life. I'm one of those people who's a seeker. You know, I've read thousands of books looking for information, looking for answers, looking for understanding, just looking for whatever I thought was missing from my life. And over the years, I've come to realize that the place that I really need to look for that missing stuff, which isn't actually missing, is within me. And so I've learned a lot about who I am and what's important and what I'm capable of and how to let go of old beliefs that do not serve me and how to help other people let go of old beliefs that do not serve them. So it's been a wonderful, amazing journey, and it still just blows my mind sometimes. The things that we are capable of experiencing. And so I'm learning more and more about getting out of my own way, which is something I hear a lot of people say. And it is true, the things that we've been taught about ourselves and about life, actually gets in our way. And so I've been given the energy upcycling modality, which was given to me by the divine, to make it easier and quicker to release those beliefs that just don't serve me anymore. And it is truly changing my life. You can learn more about what I do by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots of information there. There's even some free work that you can do on yourself. So if you want to start making changes to your life, then you can start right now. All right, it is time for us to hear the divine messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, Barbara, the first thing I have is a little prayer that I was guided to read. It was written by Kimberly Maroney. Ariel, bring the reins of remembrance. Beloved Ariel, how I miss you. The illusion pulled me away with the needs of the world. Too much to do. Not enough money. Worry, anxiety, doing it all myself. That rut is deeply worn, and I was stuck in it. Thank you for sending your reins of remembrance to soften the soil and liberate me. You have provided an influx of energy that has set me free. Thank you. I feel so blessed and loved. With your help, I can feel an immense shift in my consciousness. I see this shift happening all around me in the world. I witness millions of others in prayer, co-creation, and endeavor calling your presence to dwell on the earth. The age of darkness is passing and your golden light is dawning. I am deeply grateful that you are opening the collective consciousness to make life easier. I feel supported. Perhaps this support has been there all along and I'm just opening to experiencing it. Could this be the state of enlightenment? Becoming aware of how much loving support is present already? I feel peace, joy, love, freedom. My heart is singing with solutions. Hold me in the state of loving oneness today. So that was the beautiful little prayer that I was guided to read. Okay, and the next thing that I have is a little message that I channeled this morning as I was having a cup of coffee, actually. Good morning, beloveds. No matter what you are facing, your angels are near and ready to help you move forward. Fear is not reality. Look carefully and you will see it is actually false evidence appearing real. Having hope will give you courage. Dream big. Your dreams are waiting for you on the other side of that fear. Take a leap of faith. Be brave. Be strong. Be fearless. You have the power to overcome all adversity. Jesus and the angels walk beside you and guide you with the light of love. Feel this powerful energy that is present right now. It will help you to overcome even the biggest battles. You will find peace, joy, and prosperity. Your prayers have been heard, and they are being answered. You are filled with inner strength. Use your thoughts and will to create the life of your dreams. There is so much to be thankful for. Feel the joy that surrounds you, beloveds. Know that endless possibilities surround you. Hope is a healer. Add more of what heals. I'm going to say that one more time. Add more of what heals. Remove what causes hurt. Learn from what is gone. Embrace what remains. Beloveds, you each have the power and the courage to overcome all that you are facing. And it is now time to rise like the beautiful phoenix and be reborn and transformed. Connect now with the fire within your soul. There is so much more to life than you can see. Rise now from the ashes and become the amazing person you are meant to be. I love you, Jesus. And with that being said, Barbara, I actually channeled a little message that really is sort of like it goes along with this, and I channeled it in 2013. Focus on your intent. Manifest healing and well-being. To be what you are and to become what you're capable of becoming is the only end in life. Desire, belief, and acceptance add up to creating your intention. You intend to create the situation in your reality. Desire, you must truly want it, and belief, you must believe it is possible for you. Acceptance, you must be willing to accept the situation will happen, and it will benefit you. Visualize a better reality. Connect with your intent. Make it clear in your mind and your heart what you really desire. You need deep relaxation. Find a quiet, restful place away from distractions. Use deep breathing to relax. Trust. Drop your worries. Drop your fears. Make room for positive, happy thoughts. Flowing. You will sense the energy that will continuously surround you. Allow yourself to flow with this energy. We have a healing visualization. See your body radiating with light. See each cell of your body vibrating with this intense light. See your body as a form of health and balanced energy. Nothing can stop this vibration. You are healing and you are in perfect balance. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about the use of color in healing. Visualize yourself wherever you feel safe and relaxed, whether it is in nature or possibly by the sea. You can lie down or sit. Relax your shoulders. Concentrate now on your breathing. Choose the color you envision. It could be maybe possibly a beautiful ocean blue, but whatever you choose. As you breathe, absorb in this beautiful color. Relax and concentrate on your breathing. Then hold your breath for a moment or two and allow this beautiful color to fill you. Then slowly breathe out all the stress, the pain, and anxiety. You can repeat this several times. Visualize your body being healed and visualize a violet light saturating the body. Violet is the color of change as well as healing. Visualize the light dissolving whatever you're going through. If there is a physical sickness, see this disappearing. If it's within the body, see it freeing the body of all there is and all negativity. Visualize the violet light changing your thoughts and your emotions. Say a simple prayer for healing. In the name of my higher self, in the name of Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael, I ask that, and then you could add whatever it is that you want, to be healed. Place it in there now. Be healed throughout my body. May it produce perfect healing of my body, mind, and soul. According to God's will, it will be done. Hold on to what is good, even if it's a handful of earth, and may your heart be lighter today. Wishing you all love, light, and happiness. And Barbara, that's what I have for today.
Thank you, DC. Those are wonderful messages.
Oh, thank you.
Let's see what Jesus wants to say to us right now in this moment. And here we go. My beloved ones, it is truly a beautiful day to be alive. And as you are opening up, as you are letting go, as you are moving forward, allow yourself to enjoy it. Enjoy the process. I realize that for many of you, this is not an enjoyable process. You have decided that it is hard, that it is painful, that you must struggle, that you must suffer, that you must do this, you must do that. And part of this process is letting go of all of those beliefs. Because moving forward in your life, becoming who you truly are, is not hard. It's a natural part of life. It is not suffering. It is not struggling. It is actually letting go of both of those. It is allowing yourself to move forward with grace and ease. It is accepting that you deserve to move forward with grace and ease. It is bringing yourself back into the energy that allows you to be you. And that is all you are ever asked to be. and it is what most of you are afraid to be. So open up to this energy. Open up to this allowing yourself to be you. And if you are opening up to it right now, we are assisting you with letting go. Because you are a valuable member of our family. And we love you. And we truly want what is for the highest good. So just take a nice deep breath right now. And just let go. And you don't need to think about what you're letting go of. And you don't need to analyze it. And you don't need to make a list. Just let go. Take a nice deep breath and let go. And that's all you need to do to release all of that old energy, those old thoughts, those old patterns, and start living right now in the moment. Just breathe. And let go. We are with you. We are assisting you. We are loving you. We know who you are. And we welcome you back to yourself. You are loved. Okay.
Beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful, Barbara. I love your message for today.
Well, me too. All right, so now we have come to the part of the show where people can call in and ask questions, or if they are in the chat room, which I am now opening, they can type questions in there. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And my, it's been a while since this has happened. We have no callers and we have no one in the chat. How weird.
Yes, oh my goodness. That is weird, my goodness.
So I don't know if that means we're supposed to go and have fun now, or.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so
well,
are you getting anything to say to people when they listen to the recording?
Okay, I'm continuing on, I guess, with my messages that I had previously. I'm asking everyone again to close your eyes for a few seconds. You know, and connect with your true self, the real you. I think that's part of your message, too. And ask that beautiful self, you know, if it needs any healing, you know, ask that beautiful true self, what is it in need of? Is it healing? Is it strength? Is it joy? And allow, you know, that healing to come in. If there is any concerns, allow them to be addressed. And know that Archangel Michael walks with you, and he is saying there's no need to struggle. There's no need to be alone. He always walks with you. And I see Archangel Ariel. She's walking, too, with a beautiful, beautiful lion. And one of the most important messages, Barbara, for you and myself and everyone is, make yourself, you know, a priority. Give yourself that attention every day that you need so that you can help others. But self, you know, self-love and self-care are very, very important. So please know that it starts with you. Okay? And when you get up in the mirror, you know, and you look at that beautiful reflection, say, I love you. And really look at that beautiful reflection and admire what you see. Allow the divine to help you to see your beauty the way they see you and help you to appreciate yourself in all your glory. Each of you are like a beautiful masterpiece that was created by the divine. You've got to realize how precious you are. So when we see ourselves the way the divine sees us, life becomes a little bit easier. And I guess that's what I have for today, Barbara.
Wonderful. All right. Well, I love that message. Let's see if there's anything they want to say through me. Okay, this is what they're saying. You are loved. You are always loved. Don't ever forget that you are loved and that your life is meant to be a wonderful, amazing adventure, not a heartbreaking, backbreaking struggle. It's time to get out of that old way of being and those old beliefs and to come into the truth and to allow your light to shine. Allow your life to shine. Allow yourself to be who you truly are. It is time, and you deserve it. Okay, that's what I got. I guess we are done for today.
That's okay. We did what we had to do, and people can go back and listen to everything in the archives and get their daily allowance of vitamin G.
Yes, definitely.
Awesome.
All right. Well, we should be back on Sunday evening with Love and Amazing Grace, and we invite everyone to join us then, and we send you all lots and lots of love.
Love you all. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.